Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Sir, I don't have to take this abuse, she says. Well, then let's get the f***ing manager, okay? I mean, what kind of shit is this that I have to take from you?
All of a sudden,
He's from New York. And the manager is summoned, and he says, what seems to be the problem?
That's how he sounded.
He's from Nashville. He's a nerd.
Obesity, sass, fiber bars, disco stick. You know the drill. It's time for Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall. Two big old boys from Nashville grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Hey, Cliff!
Hey!
You big fatso, what are you doing?
Being fat, what are you doing?
Being fatter. Cliff, did you see that video that our good friend and loyal listener Tony put up on our website today?
I did, the one about fat people.
Yes, and I just keep thinking about tucking all my fat into one big ball and letting it die and fall off my back.
I wish I could just die and fall off myself.
Well, I've thought that many times too. Cliff, I saw this guy.
You know, sometimes, let me break off what you're going to say there.
Okay.
Sometimes I think about our show, and I realize that we say things, let alone the belches. Let's not even bring the belches into the conversation. But we say things that other shows, they just won't say. And I don't know why they won't say, and they're just afraid to be real. And we are not afraid of being real.
We keep
on the
it
show.
Real.
So when we say things like, I wish I was dead, we really do wish that.
People
it's
might misunderstand
joke.
Us.
It's not a bit. This is not comedy. This is what manic depression sounds like.
We are the cover boys for Manic Depression, Cliff. We're going to be on the cover of Manic Depressive Weekly.
Obese manic depressive dies after a long struggle with life.
Oh, Cliff, this week's episode is all about misunderstandings. And I'm sure that I misunderstood you when you said
you
wanted to die.
I'm sure you didn't. I could not be any clearer. I thought when you said we're going to do a show about being misunderstood, that this was a show about the 10th anniversary of the Pink pop album, Misunderstood, that spawned such pop hits as Don't Let Me Get Me and Get the Party Started.
Cliff, that would be a misunderstanding. You misunderstood me, like I do so many times on the show, thinking that you want to talk about other things.
But, Kendall, I don't know if people even knew that this is Cliff and Kendall Bonus Month.
Oh,
did
God,
did you hear the show?
Month.
It was a classic bad luck episode that came up on Tuesday.
If you haven't been listening to the if you haven't heard the bonus episode this week, it came out on Tuesday, so go back and listen to Bad Luck. And you have more of that waiting for you. But that was just a misunderstanding. I thought the light said burp and it said talk.
Cliff,
do you know what the
God.
Speaking of misunderstanding, Cliff, do you know what the definition of misunderstanding is?
Is it?
You know, I have it right here in front of me.
No, I don't know. How does Webster's define it?
Webster's don't define it. Anyway, this is not Webster's. This is dictionary.com, Cliff, and it's a failure to understand something correctly.
Webster's don't define it.
Webster's can kiss my ass, Cliff.
Oh.
That was just a misunderstanding.
Webster's.
That was a misunderstanding. Sorry. Oh, Cliff, now do you know ways that you can prevent misunderstandings?
I'm so excited about misunderstanding. I'm just afraid I didn't hear you right. What are you going to tell me?
I'm going to tell you ways to prevent misunderstanding.
Prevent forest fires? Only you can do that, Kendall.
Cliff, Smokey says. No.
Oh, God.
Now, what you can do
this
is you
This is
can...
the show, everybody.
You...
This is it.
Don't
you
worry.
Are in the show.
Don't worry. Hang on a little longer, and we'll have some bad jokes. You can talk, not just talk, Cliff, but you can listen. That will help prevent misunderstandings.
That's like when I don't understand your jokes and I have
just
to
and listening.
I say, I'm going to pray on that because I got lost and I stopped listening.
Because you were doing something else and you were preparing for your joke and you stopped listening, Cliff. That's why you misunderstood it.
I was reading a book. I was thinking about Zac Efron's disco stick.
You were doing your nails. Cliff, also, we can realize that we are all different and we're all the same. We all have different points of view, but we're the same because we all want to be understood.
Kendall, that sounds like jumbo shrimp. That sounds like an oxymoron. Oh, we're all different, but we're all the same.
That's why I didn't just say that. I went deeper because I knew you would say, Kendall, that's an oxymoron.
I know. That is a good impression of me.
No, I got a better impersonation of you, Cliff. Cliff, next time you're disagreeing with somebody, stop and think how their world is different from yours.
I guess so, Kendall. And that's no joke.
Well, that is no joke, Cliff. But conflicts are opportunities for growth, Cliff. Hey, Cliff.
Conflicts, yes, they are.
It's time for some bad jokes. Not some hag rokes. That was a misunderstanding. Cliff, start us out this week. I'm just going to have another drink over here.
This is the show. Okay, Kendall, this one is for you.
Okay.
I selected this one from the stack that our writers submitted to me.
You saw a joke about how a handsome guy that is so perfect in every way, and you thought, oh, this is in honor of Kendall.
A fat bitch walks down. Kendall, there are two men waiting at the pearly gates, and they strike up a conversation.
The pearly gates, Claire. I love them.
And the rest, so part of this is for me. How'd you die? The first man asks the second. I froze to death, says the second man. Well, the first guy says, well, that is just awful. How does it feel to freeze to death? And the second guy says, well, it's very uncomfortable at first. You get the shakes. That happens. You get pains in all your fingers and toes. But eventually, it's a very calm way to go. You get numb and you kind of drift off as if you're sleeping. How did you die? Oh, and the first guy says, well, I had a heart attack. You see, I knew my wife was cheating on me, so one day I showed up at home unexpectedly. I ran up to the bedroom and found her alone knitting. I ran down to the basement, but no one was hiding there. I ran up to the second floor, but nobody was hiding there either. I ran as fast as I could to the attic, and just as I got there, I had a massive heart attack and died.
Oh, no.
And the second man, he shakes his head and says, that is so ironic. And the first guy says, what do you mean? And the second guy says, well, if only you had stopped to look in the freezer, we'd both still be alive.
Now, Cliff, which one was I? The person in the freezer or the person running around big fat having a heart attack?
You were the fat bitch. And I was the other fat bitch. But we were at the pearly gates, and that was the point.
And that's no joke, Cliff.
The point is, if you only accept Jesus Christ as your personal savior, you can meet us at the pearly gates.
All right, Cliff. Two men are approaching each other on a sidewalk, right?
Oh.
Both are dragging their right foot as they walk. And as they meet, one man looks at the other knowingly, points to his foot and says, Vietnam, 1969. The other one points to his thumb behind him and says, dog crap, 20 feet back. Gross.
Won't anybody support the troops?
No, Cliff, it took us not 20 when you're years, stepping in dog crap.
20 years to welcome them back. Kendall, a man walks into a bar.
Okay.
And he asks the bartender for a case of beer.
Ouch. That was a delayed reaction, sorry.
Uh-huh. All right. Any kind except Schlitz. Ooh. And the bartender, he says, well, what's wrong with Schlitz? Don't you like it? And the man says, I hate that shit. Last night, I drank a whole case of Schlitz, and I blew chunks.
Ooh.
And the bartender says, you drink a case of any beer, and you're going to blow chunks. And the guy says, well, you don't understand. Chunks is my dog.
Bestiality. Cliff, I had some bottom belchers over here while you were telling that joke, and they were raunchy.
Now, Cliff, I hope I'm misunderstanding that.
You are. Cliff, late one night, a couple is driving down a country highway and they run over a possum, Cliff.
Country highway.
Now, knowing that the mother possum often carries her babies in their pouch, they decided to check this poor animal. And sure enough, Cliff, there was a baby. So they decided to rescue it. Now, they took it into the car, continuing on down the road, and this possum is scared and squirming around, a little crazy. So the wife asks her husband, what should we do? And thanks for a minute, he says, well, it's used to being in its mother's pouch, so maybe if you unbutton your jeans and put it in there, it will calm down. She says, I'm not going to do that. That thing is really smelly and nasty. And the husband says, well, why don't you just hold your nose? Ooh. Oh, smelly bitch. That was a misunderstanding, Cliff.
I'm gonna pray on that one. I misunderstood that joke. Oh my god!
Yeah, it was the best joke I've ever told. And they're all short and sweet. They're not Lord of the Rings either.
They're not Lord of the Rings, and for that, thank you, Kendall. A man and a woman were having drinks when they got into an argument about who enjoyed sex more. This is like us. We often get into arguments, and I'm like, I enjoy sex more, and you say, no, Cliff, I enjoy.
And I say, no, Cliff, you're fat.
And then I'm like, we are two fat bitches.
And then we agree.
And then we're like, okay, on this we agree. And Kendall, they were arguing about who enjoyed sex more. And the man says, well, men obviously enjoy sex more than women.
Oh,
why
yeah.
do you think we're so obsessed with getting laid? And she says, well, that doesn't prove anything, you stupid fat bitch. And the guy, he says, well, think about this. When you're... Oh, excuse me. Scratch that. I misunderstood this joke, and I'm telling it.
It's not even a joke. It's a story.
A man and a woman were having drinks. They got into an argument about who enjoyed sex more. And the man, he said, well, men obviously enjoy it more because why do you think we're so obsessed with getting it on?
Oh.
And the woman says, well, that doesn't prove nothing. And she says, think about this. When your ear itches and you put your finger in it and wiggle it around, then you pull it out. Which feels better, your ear or your finger?
Cliff, that was a good one, Cliff. Now, Cliff, this teacher, she asked a little boy in the room, we know who it is. She asked little Johnny if he knows his numbers. And he says, yes, I do. My father taught me. And she says, good. Well, what comes after 3? And he says, 4. And she says, what comes after 6? And he says, 7. Very good, says the teacher. Your dad did a good job. What comes after 10? And little Johnny, he says, a jack. Nobody will ever teach him the proper ways.
Why won't they? Why won't they?
I don't know, because they misunderstood that they had a child.
You... Kendall, what's the difference between a Harley and a Hoover?
I don't know, Cliff.
The position of the dirt bag.
Ooh.
I want to apologize to all of our Harley riding listeners.
And Cliff, I got one really short one for you. That's what she said. Or that's what he said. Ooh. Two nuns riding down a cobbled road on bicycles. The first one says to the other, I've never come this way before. And the other nun says, neither have I. It's probably the cobbles.
Oh my god.
Dirty, crusty nun.
I would like to be on a cobblestone road right about now. Or at a Cold Stone Creamery. Either one.
Oh, that's way better.
Kendall, what is it when a man talks dirty to a woman?
What is it? I don't know.
Sexual harassment. What is it when a woman talks dirty to a man?
Oh, I don't know, Cliff.
$3.99 a minute. And Kendall, speaking of us.
$6.99.
Speaking of you and me. Why did God create alcohol?
Cliff, so we could have a podcast.
So ugly fat bitches would have a chance to have sex.
Oh, Cliff, that's... Are you talking about me again?
I'm just talking about you and me.
So we would have a chance like everybody else.
Thank you, Christ.
Thank you, Lord above. Cliff, I gotta take a break.
I have to take a mental health break.
Good, let's do that and we'll be right back.
Don't go away, we'll be right back after these messages. Or after Cliff and Kendall return from the refrigerator, whichever happens first.
Lucky beer, premium beer, Lucky premium beer, go lively, get lucky, cling to exciting beer flavor.
Finest ingredients, aged for flavor. That's Lucky Lager. Flavor that's entertaining, enthusiastic, a very exciting beer.
Lucky beer, premium beer, Lucky premium beer.
Let's rejoin our regularly scheduled Fatcast I mean podcast.
Hey, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on over there on your side, Kendall?
Oh, I'm just drinking, doing a podcast.
I'm just doing a podcast. I'm just sitting here being a fat bitch.
Well, fat that bitch too. Cliff, I wanted to tell you a story earlier, and you interrupted me. I was walking the dogs the other night, okay? And this house that is next to our apartments, there is this guy that lives there that he's really muscular, right? And he walks around. Yeah, well, hold on. Let me finish the story before you start.
I hope he burns in hell.
Cliff, he's autistic. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
I'm just kidding. So he's always walking around with no shirt on, right? Ugh. And I walked past and I got really mad. I was like, good. Why the hell is good. He always walking around with no shirt on? And then I stopped and thought. Because I didn't want to be just a...
You thought how different his world is than yours?
I thought about how different his world was, Cliff. And I thought, if my world was that skinny, I would walk around naked. So I should probably be happy that he's just walking around without a shirt on, because I would walk around all the time. But you would love it, Cliff. He is walking around with no shirt on all the time, and he's muscular, and you'd be in love with him, I'm sure.
Now, see, I have a real hard time stopping and thinking about how people's worlds are different than mine. And I should do that. Let me tell our listeners, you should do that, okay? And that's no joke, Kendall, and neither Cliff, are these. This is a no segment joke. Called Would You Rather.
Oh, right. Cliff, it's time for our listeners to make a decision. Would you rather?
You have been working on that intro.
Wasn't I? I had all this time today at work, and I thought, what could I do? I could think about our show. All right, Cliff.
Okay, Kendall.
All right. I'm going to start us off, Cliff. Now, my first question is this, Cliff.
Now, let me ask you, is I would rather die an acceptable answer?
Would you rather die or play this segment, Cliff?
Don't ask me or I'll tell you.
All right, Cliff, would you rather skip Christmas for a year or skip your birthday for a year?
I'd rather skip my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Christmas
that
is
means
like
we would
6
never
weeks
age.
Long.
That means yeah. we would never... Are you kidding? Christmas is like 6 months of the year for us. Mm-hmm. I bought a Martha Stewart Halloween magazine today.
Christmas is 6 months of the year for us, which, speaking of, haul out the holly. All right, Kendall, let's get that out of our systems. Would you rather...
Jingle bells. What? Would I rather what?
Kendall, would you rather eat poop every day for the rest of your life or smell like poop every day for the rest of your life?
Oh, I'd rather smell it. If both are every day of my life, I would rather smell like poop.
Now, would you really?
You would rather eat poop than smell like poop, because it would be on your breath.
It doesn't say that it would. And it doesn't say how much poop you have to eat. You could eat like a tiny little... portion. You could mix your poop in with an ice cream sundae.
Nope. I'd rather smell like... Oh. See, that's what I would be doing if I had to eat poop every day. I would much rather smell like poop.
No, wrong answer. You ask one now.
It's not, Cliff, what would you rather do? It's what would you rather. All right, Cliff, would you rather immerse your naked body in a bathtub of cockroaches or dive headfirst into a pool of tobacco spit?
Tobacco spit.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, but people spit that out of their mouth.
Yeah, even so.
Cockroaches are just bugs. They're just gonna walk around you. No big deal.
On my naked wang? I don't think so. when they famously said everybody Wang Chung tonight, that's not what they're talking about.
That was a misunderstanding.
It was a misunderstanding. Kendall, would you rather...
Yes.
Be handcuffed to a bed naked in the middle of a highway, uh-huh. or have pictures of you being handcuffed to a bed naked on the internet?
On the internet.
Really?
Yeah, it's just too dangerous on the highway, Cliff. But I don't think, I think the listeners are probably...
It's just too dangerous on the highway.
The listeners are screaming right now, neither, because...
Neither. That's why I think, now I would rather be on the highway, because then, like, you could eventually, somebody would pull over and help you off that bed. But if you're naked and fat and a big, fat, ugly bitch like us on the internet, that's forever.
Well, Cliff, Kim Kardashian was naked on the internet. Look where it got her.
And we do have breasts roughly the size.
And an ass of, the same size.
Of Kim Kardashian. So
we would be on Extra, Extra. They'd be like,
keeping up with Cliff and Kendall.
Two famous podcasters were spotted naked on the highway.
Two famous podcasters and four enormous breasts.
And that's only on one of them. All right, Cliff. Would you rather, this is a good one. I really want to know the answer to this. Would you rather French kiss a dog... or have a baby spit up drool into your open mouth?
If it's just drool, spit up. Baby.
See, I thought you would say that. Now, baby drool is one of the most disgusting things on the planet to me. And ooh. I would much rather French kiss a dog. I basically do already.
You know what a baby hasn't done, though? Licked its own asshole.
Oh, they've done much worse. Dog's mouth are the cleanest thing in the world, Cliff.
Second only to their assholes. all right, Kendall. Would you rather... Listeners, I hope you're playing along saying your answers aloud.
Oh, they are. I can hear them, Cliff.
Kendall, would you rather watch your mom get her nipples pierced...
ooh.
...or watch your dad get his balls pierced?
Oh, God, Cliff. I think I could handle seeing my dad more than I could my mother.
Ooh, all right.
I would much rather handle that over my mother.
You'd rather handle your dad's balls.
I would rather handle my dad's balls than my mother's breasts. And finally, Cliff, I have one more question for you. Would you rather snort half of the pepper from a pepper shaker or one live bee? I didn't think either question would be better.
Kendall, I'd rather die.
Not an appropriate answer. That's your answer for life in general, so you can't answer that for this.
I know. I've been saying that for 25 minutes already. I guess a live bee. It doesn't say it's a stinging bee.
Nope. Way to look through the question, Cliff.
Your world is different than mine, Kendall. Okay, Kendall, finally. Would you rather have sex with an 18-year-old Justin Bieber or have your hand eaten by a jaguar?
Eaten? Like, I'm awake and a jaguar is eating my hand.
You are awake, a jaguar eats your hand, and if it eats it, that means you are handless.
Now, Cliff, if I answer Justin Bieber, will that make me a fruity person?
Yes.
Then I'm a fruity person, Cliff, because I need my hand.
Well, we learned that last week. Kendall, you have to have your hand.
I have to have my hand.
You
and that's
are
all the time
just
we have,
a big
Cliff,
fruit.
Or would you rather?
And our listeners at this point are saying, I would rather die than listen to this rest of this show. But it's almost over.
We are pretty boring, Cliff.
They're like, Jesus Christ, get on with this shit.
And we're also pretty fat. Thank God for a radio show.
Fat, awful, terrible people, Kendall. And that's something that everybody should know.
That is something everybody should know, Cliff. It's time for the game show that makes you feel dumb and fat. Things you should know. And now, here's your wonderful hosts, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, God.
Cliff.
Yeah,
do
that's
you have
me.
Something that I should know?
Kendall, you should know this. What was the biggest selling single of the 1990s?
If you would have said the 2000s or 2010s, I would have said it was Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. But since you said 1990s, is it My Heart Will Go On?
Good guess, but no. This actually I think it eclipsed and became the number one selling single of all time. Candle in the Wind, 1997.
That was 1997. Oh, because it was for Princess Diana, right?
Princess Diana.
Oh, see, that's what threw me off, Cliff.
Goodbye. See, they'll have to do one for When We Die. Goodbye, big fat souls.
You're so fat. Have to get a piano coffin.
Get all to right, work Cliff. On that one, Elton.
we can do it. We don't need Elton. Oh, Cliff, yeah. What city would you come up closest to if you tunneled down through the center of the earth from your favorite place, Manhattan? Would it be Perth, Sydney, or Wellington?
Sydney.
Sydney? Oh, that was a good guess, Cliff, but you are wrong. That would be Perth.
Down through the center of the earth? I don't know. Where's Perth? Oh, Perth's in Australia too, though, right?
They're all in Australia. Dummy.
Who? Let me rephrase my answer. Who gives a shit?
Now, isn't it weird for you to think, though, if you're on Manhattan, directly under you is Australia? Isn't that weird?
No, because wherever you are,
weird news.
Wherever you are, directly under you is hell. And all right,
straight through hell is Australia.
What is the name of Paula Deen's restaurant in Georgia?
Lady and Sons, Cliff.
The Lady and Sons. What if she was our mom? It would have to be the Lady and Two Fat Awful Bitch Sons.
Lady and Fatsos, Cliff. McLiff.
Listeners, I apologize for this episode.
I love Paula Deen.
Maybe this whole show has been just one big misunderstanding.
They don't understand misunderstanding, Cliff. Who was the first Speaker of the House to call for a drug bust at the White House?
Oh, was that Lincoln?
Lincoln was the Speaker of the House?
Wasn't he?
No, Cliff, that would be Newt Gingrich.
Oh, who was he busting?
I don't know. Probably some idiot. Probably George W. Bush.
Oh, probably. He was snorting coke off of Condoleezza Rice back in the... Kendall, what is the longest bone in the human body? And don't say my wang.
You beat me to the punch, Cliff. The longest bone, Cliff, is the femur bone.
That's right. Were you Googling this shit over there?
No, I'm not Googling this shit. I know this shit. You know how I know this? From the movie The Burbs. Do you remember that movie with Tom Hanks?
I haven't seen it in forever.
Well, that's what he says. All right, Cliff. Which South Park hero leaves little brown stains wherever he brings his Christmas cheer?
Is that Mr. Hanky?
Yes, Cliff, the Christmas poo!
Christmas duty.
Don't you just love Christmas duty?
I love Christmas anything. And if I was going to eat poop every day for the rest of my life, you can bet I would want it to be Christmas poop.
You would be Mr. Hanky.
Yeah, that's right. Kendall, what do you call the study of the interaction or relationship of living organisms to one another?
Cliff, is that bubbleology? I have close. No idea.
Ecology.
E. coli. E-book.
Is this segment over yet?
Oh, it will be after one more question I have for you, Cliff. What 1999 Apple invention did Newsweek initially describe as a CompuCommode? They were
good
idiots.
One, Newsweek.
They were idiots, Newsweek.
CompuCommode. Who needs it? What's kind of like an electric commode?
It was the eye toilet, Cliff. The eye toilet.
Was that the eye pan? The eye bed pan?
No, Cliff.
What was it?
It was the iBook. Can you believe those idiots over at Newsweek said the iBook was a CompuCommode?
It sounds like it. What the hell is an iBook?
You know, it was the first, like, MacBook. Oh. Idiot.
Oh, idiot. What fat bitch idiots are over at Newsweek?
Our own Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Is that all the questions you have, Cliff?
Kendall, thank the sweet Jesus in heaven. That's all I got.
And that's all the time we have today for Things You Should Know. Join us next time for more Things You Should Know. That was fun, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, this whole show, while a misunderstanding, and you gotta admit it's been a pretty funny, hilarious, and enjoyable misunderstanding.
See, Cliff, I thought we were on the phone. I didn't realize when we were on the air. That's the problem. That's the big misunderstanding.
That's why everybody's at home saying, why is Cliff so angry this week? Oh, I just thought I was on the phone.
You thought it was a normal conversation you were having with me.
This is how I talk to people on the phone. Hey, bitch.
Hey, you big fat asshole. I say, hey, Cliff, it's Kendall, and you say, what the hell do you want, you big fat bitch?
I tell you what you can do with that. Hey, it's Kendall. You can blow it out your ass.
And Cliff, that's real sad.
It is. I wish I didn't have so much anger.
I wish you didn't either. I wish that you were more understanding, Cliff.
Kendall, if wishes were fishes, we'd all have enough to eat.
You shit in one hand, wish in the other. See which one fills up faster, Cliff.
The shitting hand. I'll let my listeners, you don't even have to perform that experiment. The shitting hand will fill up first.
Listeners, if you have misunderstood everything we've said, and you want a written transcript of this show, go to cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. You can email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or you can send, or you can leave us a voicemail at 818-308-4-FAT-CLIFF.
We were going to ask a question on Facebook, but I thought it would be too misunderstood, so I didn't even do it.
That would be a big misunderstanding, Cliff.
And Kendall, you mentioned a transcript. My birthday is next week.
Oh.
If anybody is still out there birthday shopping, Kendall, you only have a few birthday shopping days left. But if anybody else is out there birthday shopping, I would love a written transcript of any episode of our show.
I'm going to write that out for you next week, Cliff. You are almost 30.
I'm as close to 30 as you are, so.
Now, I did want to read one thing that's on our Facebook page, because I thought this was hilarious, Cliff.
Okay.
Our good friend and listener, Amanda, says, you know what pain and disappointment is? When someone puts soup in a cookie dough tub, and you have to find that out. It's sad. It really is. It's like the sad music, Cliff.
I bet when that happened, she heard the sad music in her head.
She did, because it was a big misunderstanding, Cliff.
It was a misunderstanding. That's the definition of a misunderstanding. Soup in a cookie dough tub.
And then you responded, don't think I didn't eat the cookie dough before I filled the bowl with soup. Because I did. I'm obese.
And it's true. Kinda, what's true is true.
Do you have a quote, Cliff?
Constant kindness can accomplish much. As the sun makes ice melt, kindness causes misunderstanding, mistrust, and hostility to evaporate. And that was said by Albert Schweitzer.
Oh, good old Alfred. Cliff, in the whole round of human affairs, little is so fatal to peace. Oh, no, you're fucking up my quote, Cliff. I'm going to back up the sad music, Cliff. I'm backing that shit up.
Back that thing up. Cliff, this is a terrible episode.
In the whole round of human affairs, little is so fatal to peace as misunderstanding. And that was Margaret E. Sangster.
Don't you mean Margaret...
Margaret... Sangster. All right, Cliff. I'm hitting buttons over here. This show is terrible. It is time to go.
Let's all just agree to thank God it's over, all right?
And next week will be your birthday, Cliff, and we'll celebrate.
Hey, next week will be a fun party episode, so don't miss it. And you know what?
Take us goddamn home before the show gets any worse.
If you want to get the taste of this show out of your mouth, and I cannot blame you.
Eat poop every day.
Eat poop every day. Or next Tuesday, it's Cliff and Kendall bonus month. There's a whole brand new episode coming. It's about being fired, I think.
And if you want to leave a message for Cliff to wish him happy birthday, call 818-308-4-FAT or email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com.
Please do. You can tell I need them.
You need something, Cliff. Take us home.
I need, as I'm fond of saying, I need a gun and one bullet.
Take
me home. Country road.
Suicide, I'm brother. Cliff. And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week with a better show.
Maybe.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
Kendall, that's an oxymoron.
I know! That is a good impression of me. I know!